Calculating Cal Toomey. He's going to join us. He knows this draft better than any person in the country, I think. You've given him the nickname Calculating. Why have you given him that nickname?
Well, he calculates all the draft picks and whether or not they're fair and reasonable and who's done well and who hasn't done well.
He's in the studio next week for an hour to give us a full preview beforehand, but we just wanted a little sample going in to the weekend because there's some manoeuvrings going on. Welcome to you, Calculating.
Good morning, Gaz and Tim. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're going well. What have the Demons done? They've done a bit of trade picking or swapping. Pick swapping with Adelaide and Frio. Was they the clubs involved?
Yeah, they were. It was a three-way deal. Melbourne's pick 8 was the big one that a few clubs had come for. But in the end, Fremantle moved from pick 10 up to pick 8. So that meant that... Look, the reasoning behind this was that Melbourne and Carlton at pick 9 and Melbourne at pick 8, we're threatening to bid on Liam Henry, who's a next-generation academy player for the Dockers. So it meant that the Dockers had to get ahead of that bid. So in the end, they did that by offering a deal to the Demons and getting Adelaide involved. So Melbourne slid back from pick 8 to pick 10. And for doing that, they got an extra pick inside the top 30. So a good deal from all parties, really. It made sense.
So the Demons, do they think that they can get the player that they want at pick 10 rather that will still be available at pick 10 rather than 8?
Yeah, correct. And the guys in that range could be Cody Waitman, a small forward. It could be Kaiser Pickett, who's another small forward who they've been linked to. So I don't think that Carlton will take either of those guys. And look, it's such an even group, as we've spoken about this before, such an even group from 5 to 12 that the Demons can comfortably push back a couple of spots and be pretty happy with what they're going to get. And there's also now the chance that they try and trade pick 10 for two picks inside the first round. So whether they offer pick 10 for Gold Coast, pick 15 and pick 20, that's something that we look for in the next sort of day and also on draft night, because today is when the cutoff for trades is for the AFL. So then the trades can open again on draft night next Wednesday.
Okay, and look, everyone at the moment, and thanks for coming in next week and talking about this more, but everyone wants to know what Hawthorn, or a lot of Hawthorn people want to know what they're doing, given they also did a big swap pick with North in the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, that pick swap wasn't too major, but it meant that they can match bids for Finn McGuinness with later picks. So he's the father-son prospect they've got coming through. It means they can match bids with him for later selections. But it also meant that they can now trade their future first selection, because before that, they didn't have a future second-round pick. So without a future second-round pick, they couldn't move their future first-round pick. Now, the Hawks are keen to get an extra first-round pick in this year's draft, next week's draft. So that means they can swap that future first-rounder for a first-rounder in this round's draft. So look, there's an opportunity for them to do that. I'm not sure they're going to find a buyer, though, Gaz, because there's a few clubs who are trying to get back into the first round of this year's draft without being able to actually find a club who wants to off-sell one. But look, at pick 11, they have a nice spot. I don't think Fisher McAtee gets through. There's a chance that Brody Kemp gets through at that selection. Kaiser Pickett's another player who they've been linked to, a small forward. Not many small forwards on the Hawks list, so maybe there's someone who could take their eye.
We went with Calculating Cal. Somebody off the speckle text has gone with Calibrating Cal. I'm not sure which you'd prefer, but I'm going to stick with Calculating Cal for the time being. Are you expecting any other deals to be done today, any trading to be done today?
Not massive ones, Tim. I think the major work has been done now. We talked about earlier in the week the Giants slipping up from pick 6 to pick 4, that trade with Adelaide. So that was a huge one. The Crows go back to pick number 6, but they got an extra future first-rounder to slide back two spots. That's in part due to the Tom Green bid. This was the other massive one. There might be some little deals later on. I think most clubs have got most of their picks all sorted now, and we'll just wait for draft night to make the rest of things happen.
Melbourne with pick 3 and then pick 4. The Giants have worked so hard to get the 4 so that they don't have to match for Green. Is there any chance that the Demons will make them sweat?
They might make them sweat, but I think it's more and more unlikely that the Demons make a bit. I know when we came into the studio a few weeks ago, said that the Demons were pretty keen on Ruckman Luke Jackson. That was maybe a little bit of a surprise to you guys, but it looks like it's headed that way for the Demons at that point to take the Ruckman forward from Western Australia. And look, I've spoken to a number of clubs across this week and across the year, and some are right in the Demons' favour in taking him. Others will take Hayden Young or Lachie Ash or these other guys, but there are other clubs out there who are with the Demons in selecting this guy at pick 3. So it might be a little bit of a shock to come next week when a ruckman's taken so early, but it looks like the Demons are headed that way, and then the Giants can match with later selections.
What about any other surprises that we may get on draft night? Are you hearing any other players that may be firming around the marketplace because of some late-season form?
Well, late-season form is one thing, but also combine form and also just the ability to interview well. Jay Rantel's a player who won the two-kilometre time trial at the combine. He broke the record, ran it in 5 minutes and 50 seconds, which is just elite going. But he also interviewed extremely well, and clubs took their coaches to the combine. This is sometimes the first time that coaches get to meet the players and prospects in the pool. And they all walked away thinking, gee, this is a ripping kid. I want him. He's the guy I want on my list. So he's a player who's come into contention to around the top 20 mark. There's clubs around that point like Richmond and also Brisbane and Adelaide who really like Jay Rantel. So before that combine, I think he was somewhere in the second round, maybe a little bit later in the second round, in the 30s maybe, but he's pushed up because of that character assessment that clubs have on him now.
Look forward to having you in the studio with us next week ahead of this draft. Cal, you're very good with your time, and it'll be a very interesting week coming up, I'm sure.
No worries, guys. Chat to you then.